And to really build a long-term love, the person needs to have awe-inspiring qualities about them that I mentioned in the beginning as well, that builds long-term love and not just a spark, not just a sexual attraction and it's gone. But if the person has this awe-inspiring qualities about them, then it can go long-term because you will find out even more and more sides to them that you will be inspired by and start building this long-term love. Hello and welcome to Love Tune, your space for healing, inspiration and growth. My name is Ani Manukyan and today we will be answering the question that we have actually received from my community group. If you want your questions to be answered by me, please send them in the community group and I will make sure that they are answered. This is a new segment that we will be covering coming up in the couple of episodes. So the question that I received from the community group member was, the lady told me that she was planning to meet someone and go on a date and she got paralyzed by the thought of going out to see this person because he had so many good qualities according to her. He looked good, he had good education, he knew several languages, worked in a good place, and all this made her feel less than and it made her paralyzed to the point where she had to cancel the date. And this is not the first time that she has done this and she wants to be able to clear this so that she can go out and meet people and not feel less than. And of course I can sit here and say, no, don't feel not good enough. I mean, you are enough all day until the cows come home. We can just keep saying, you are enough. Nobody is better than you. Go out there, you know. But we all know that that doesn't work and we need to look much deeper within to be able to clear this fear that paralyzes you to even go out to see who this person is that looks so shiny from the outside. So there are three aspects to this: your own self-image, sexual ideals, and actually giving people the chance to see who you truly are, and also you giving yourself that chance to see who the person truly is for you. You will not be able to do that by not actually giving yourself the chance to know the person. And all these external flashy symbols is what the person was either born with or had to learn or work for. For example, if the person is tall or short, this is just an aspect that they were born with. So we want to know deeper who the person is. And we want to know if the person has higher human values. Do they respect themselves and others, for example? Are they generous of spirit? Because I haven't seen anyone who gets inspired by someone else being stingy. And they might show you that they are generous, but internally they are stingy and they hate to even, you know, give you a nice word of generosity or whatever. Or is the person emotionally mature and stable? Are they able to say no to themselves or to others? These are all very important qualities to look out for in people. Or even, do they have an open mind? Because if someone has a closed mind, they will not be able to understand you, your emotions, how you see things, how you understand things, because they will only have one-sided view and it will not be so expansive, let's just say that. And how can you connect with a person on a deeper level if they have a closed mind, if they are emotionally immature? All this plays a big role in wanting to know the person on a deeper level. And if the person hasn't even been given the chance to get to know you, how will they know that you are amazing inside if you're hiding in your closet or in your room? If you have built up all these qualities and if you feel like you have all these amazing qualities, then you need to give people the chance to connect with you and get to know you, to get to know that you have these values and that you have this internally. And likewise for you, to get to know the person, to see if they have this high value and attractive traits and behaviors to them, and that you are a quality person and the other person as well. But of course, I talked about sexual ideals in my first episode, how to not fall crazy in love. If you have missed that, please go back and listen to that. But of course, if you don't match with their sexual ideals, and if they don't match with your sexual ideals, then fine, you know, it will not work. But it has nothing to do with you, it's just that you don't click in that way. But if you both click in terms of attractiveness to each other, and then you give that person a chance to get to know you, then you can decide what to do next. And we go back to your own self-image and not having enough self-belief to even take the first step. And not having enough self-belief that I am amazing and what I bring is amazing, no matter who is in front of you. To be able to do that, to be able to have that stable self-image and self-idea, we need to change our view, our internal eyes, and to shift them and stop seeing yourself with your old eyes and stop seeing yourself with, for example, your mother's eyes or your father's eyes or anyone else in your life who is looking at you in a lower light, or who has done that and that has brought you to see yourself in a certain way. Because this person told me since I was a child that I am ugly, then nobody else will believe that I am beautiful, even if I have worked on myself, or there is no one in the world, you know, that will believe that I am beautiful because my mother told me all my life that I was ugly. So we want to shift all this programming and starting to shift this internal eyes and criticism back from your mother figure, father, or whoever else was there in the picture, to building this new image of yourself, of who you are and who you want to represent yourself as. Because you are not this fixed and solid image or persona. You can be as unique as you want and as beautiful as you want according to your ideals. And in this billions of people, you can attract someone who agrees with and has those same sexual ideals as you, and you both click. So if one person is not the right person, then it has nothing to do with you. It's just not the right person. And I want to mention the program that I have created that is called Blossom and Bloom for Women, that helps you to identify your most positive sides and your negative sides and bring them into balance and actually work on the negative sides to bring them up so that your self-image is high and aligned. And whatever side of you or aspect of you that you feel is not a 10, for example, you learn how to build that up into a 10, while also not neglecting all these amazing sides of you that you already have, that because of this little thing that you are lowering down into a 2 point, let's say, because the whole program is built on you building yourself up 1 point, one step at a time. And to do that, you really need to start to know yourself and know who you are on a deeper levels. to be able to then create your 2.0 version where you actually highlight all your best sides while working on the sides you wish to improve. And something that I mentioned in the program is this idea of a shop front. So if you go by a shop, they usually showcase their best, most exclusive products that look amazing and that really allure you to want to go in and want to see what else they have. What else does this shop have? They don't put the most ugly sides, the most ugly garments in the shop front. They put the most luxurious, the most beautiful, the newest, the freshest, the most amazing and shiny items that they have to make you see that, come in, welcome. What a lot of people usually do the opposite, to scare you away, to say, no, don't come in, don't even look. So what we want to do and what we focus on as well in the program is to bring this idea of this shop front where you bring your best sides to the front and don't scare people away by focusing on the negative and actually working on yourself and building that love internally to lift all this even sides that you consider negative to be even your best sides, to turn them around. And it's very easy to accept other people's projections as our truth and accept other people's ideas of who we are as our truth and live your whole life based on that. But instead, you want to take the pen back into your hand and say who you are and get to know who you are deeply so that you can say who you are and not be misdirected by others and accepting other people's ideas of who they think you are as your truth, because that will limit you so much in life. Instead, you say, this is who I am. I am this queen. I am this goddess. I am this and that. And building that up internally to a stable foundation so that no wind, no words from other people, projections can break you or even question, make you question yourself or your worth. And a lot of people talk about quiet confidence, and it all comes from you knowing yourself, because once you know yourself, the game is over. Because this confidence comes from your intuition. And that's what people usually also say and call people who know themselves or who are connected to their intuition being mysterious. Because if you know yourself, then you can easily read other people, read the vibe people give off to you, know if they're even worthy of your time to go out with, and from there you dictate. You don't become a slave of, oh no, I am paralyzed to this fear, what if this person is better than me? No, you dictate if this person is even worthy of your time. And from this space you can also, once you have connected to your intuition and this solid space of knowing yourself, you can dictate how you want to feel in each situation. And for example, even if you go and meet this person and you feel like this is not the right person or a match, then hey, you learned something. Doesn't mean or doesn't say anything about you or who you are, because that's up to you to decide. Again, if you haven't listened to my first episode, How to Not Fall Crazy in Love, please go back and listen to that episode where I go much more in detail about sexual ideals. You will understand that if you are not attracted to the person and if the person is not attracted to you, it has nothing to do with you. It's just programming and ideals that people have internally. And that's fine. Because you would not want to be with anyone who doesn't worship you and feel like, wow, this is my person, or I'm so attracted to this person, like, why would you even want to be with that kind of vibe or person? It means it's not your person. So it's great, then you can move on to whoever it is, your person. And to really build a long-term love, the person needs to have awe-inspiring qualities about them that I mentioned in the beginning as well, that builds long-term love and not just a spark, not just a sexual attraction and it's gone. But if the person has this awe-inspiring qualities about them, then it can go long-term, because you will find out even more and more sides to them that you will be inspired by and start building this long-term love. And really allowing space and time to show you who the person is, but also using your own intuition. And this is something that I share in all of my work and practices, in terms of building your intuition and strengthening your intuition. I saw this family in the flower shop that I was in. They had a little child, and the woman was looking around and she kept asking for attention from her partner. And every time he looked around, or any time he didn't answer or anything, she just kept saying or telling him, "You don't love me anymore." And it just looked and sounded really degrading to her, because you don't ask for attention. "I am attractive, I am hot" is a vibe to catch attention. Like animals who flaunt their colors, flaunt their feathers to catch attention. That's how people do as well, with their outwardly appearances or what they have or what they do. "Look at me, I'm so cool." And to keep the attention, you need more substance. To keep attention and to build love, you need more substance. You need to get to know each other on a deeper level from both sides to be able to build that love and not need to ask for attention and feel degraded or feel not loved as a woman. That's all I have for now. I'm going to end there. And to sum up, you need to look into yourself and work on your self-image. Think about sexual ideals and look at the person if you both match in that aspect. And giving the people the chance to see who you truly are, and for you to give yourself the chance to learn who people are. It can take time to get to know someone's soul, but it doesn't have to take years. Especially if you have built up your intuition and you can sense who people are, who is in front of you. And you can do that when you know yourself on a deeper level. If you want to ask me any question, please join my community group and ask me any question that you want answered. And I love you. I'm sending you so much love. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.